It's Wednesday, and it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we feature the Capital Region Community Foundation's Youth Action Community, or YAC. The committee is made up of high school students in the Tri-County area who volunteer and distribute grants to area nonprofits that serve youth. Here to tell us more is Ashley Gulker, the Youth Action Committee Advisor for the Capital Region Community Foundation, and joining her is Sammy Ward, this year's YAC President and Senior at Bath High School. Welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Ashley, tell me a little bit about how this program works.
Sure. So I'm the YAC advisor, as you mentioned, and we basically recruit high schoolers from the Tri-County area, and we try to have representation from as many high schools as we can, and we get together on a monthly basis. We meet at the Armory in Lansing, and we learn about philanthropy, grant making, and the youth also serve in the community. So we do about once a month, we do a service project, and then we have two different granting cycles throughout the year. So the youth are involved throughout the entire process, and it's really a youth empowerment model. So the youth get to make decisions about how they want the group to look, and what they want to do, where they want to serve, and ultimately they also make the decisions around our granting as well.
That's probably a power that high school students don't get very often to decide
exactly
where money goes.
Yes.
Sammy, how did you find out about the Youth Action Committee?
There was actually an announcement through our school announcements, you know, end of the day stuff. And when you hear Youth Action Committee, especially like as a high school student, you're like, yeah, that's a thing. So a friend of mine and I didn't really know what it was, but we were interested in it. You know, it sounded nice. So we looked into it more. You know, there's the website that you go into, and it sounded really great. You know, the volunteer opportunities, getting involved in like the backside of grant making was really interesting. So we went to a few meetings and we fell in love with it. It was really cool.
Sammy, explain how the issues that the groups prioritize with the funds, how does that work?
Sure. So we have a needs assessment that we put out every 3 years, and it is just a survey that we give to high school students throughout the Tri-County area. We give it, you know, to our members who then distribute it to high school students, and they just tell us what they think are the major problems that are facing youth today. Our past one, we are due for a new one soon, but our past one found that bullying, self-esteem, and stress related to college and career pressure were the three top needs that need to be addressed. So when we're looking at grants, we make sure we prioritize those projects that focus on bullying, self-esteem, or career pressure.
Ashley, how does the awarding process work? You said you have two grant cycles. So when do those take place, and kind of how do you guys choose and break down?
Sure. Yeah. So in the fall, you know, we basically meet alongside the academic year. So in the fall, we start with a smaller granting cycle, generally about $5,000 to elementary school classrooms. So teachers can apply for grants with their classroom. For those are grants of up to $500 each, and we keep it pretty broad in terms of what they can apply for, and that granting cycle is sort of an introduction for the youth on the YAC committee, so they can sort of get their feet wet and figure out what's all this about. We can teach them about the grant making process with a smaller granting cycle, about $5,000, and then in January we introduce a request for proposals for a larger granting cycle for youth-serving nonprofits throughout the Tri-County area. So we serve Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties, and any nonprofit can apply for funds of up to $2,500 each. So that sort of is the second round of granting that we do. And we encourage youth participation in both of those mm-hmm. Granting cycles. So ideally, we want youth, even that are not in the YAC, to be exposed to grant writing and what does it mean to sort of meet community needs and apply for funding, you know. So that's the hope. And so then the second round in January, we grant out about $45,000 a year. So in total, about $50,000, give or take. So, yeah.
Yeah. What are some examples of some of the projects that you guys have awarded funds to, Sammy?
Recently, we've done things like we actually gave to WKAR for a for an anti-bullying video ad that's been being developed, which was great because it obviously met our needs. We did a shared pregnancy women's center grant to provide resources for materials for teen moms. We get a few of those every year, which is also kind of on our needs assessment. We do things for tech kind of programs. There's like an iTech that helps kids with robotics and that, you know, gets like math into programs. And then we did Eastside Community Action Agency to help fund after school programs for teens. So we really tried to, you know, have broad programs that we grant money to that really is effective in helping teens.
You also volunteer at events and places where you fund, correct?
Tell
me about that.
Yeah. So along with, you know, giving out money, we like to give out our time too. And we volunteer, we try to, you know, do places that we grant out to as well, but also just other things. We do the State Special Olympics every year, which is always really rewarding. We do soup kitchens and Salvation Army, like toy distribution, food banks. And actually on Sunday, we're doing a beautification project for the Village Summit, which is in the Fabulous Acres neighborhood. So we do a lot of stuff. You know, we try to get around and just help out the community in any way we can.
Ashley, how do you go about trying to get the word out to students? Sammy said she heard it in an announcement. Are you making a lot of announcements at different schools?
Right. So it's kind of difficult because we serve a pretty broad geographical region. There are 86 yaks across the state, actually. So we are one of those. So each yak looks a little bit different. And so ours tends to serve a bit of a broader geographical region than some of the others. So it can be challenging to reach every single high school and try to find representation from all of them. It's hard for me to be in multiple places all the time. But one of the best ways is through word of mouth from our current members. So we ask members to think about, what do we want our yak to look like? We want it to reflect the diversity of our community, right? So we try to engage people from all backgrounds, and that you don't have to be on the honor roll to be in yak. You know, you have to want to serve your community. So we do word of mouth. We try to get in contact with the schools, with administration, to put out announcements, like what worked with Sammy, mm-hmm. and also with our service projects as well. So if we're serving at youth serving agencies, a lot of times they have youth that might be interested in joining YAC, and we try to get youth into our program when they're freshmen or sophomores, ideally, because then they have a couple years where they can develop and then sort of move into more of a leadership position as they progress through high school. And then, you know, by the time they're a senior, they're helping freshmen and sophomores throughout the process, so that we constantly have a good mix of people.
Sammy, you're a senior this year. What are your plans? And I guess, what will you take with you from your experience working with YAC?
So I've been in YAC 3 years, and I'm going to Michigan State University next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But YAC has really just opened up like the world of nonprofits and volunteering for me. It's given me some great connections, and next year, obviously, there's lots of volunteer opportunities at MSU, and I look forward into not only, you know, keeping my toes in the YAC community, but also expanding and getting in other volunteer opportunities.
Sammy Ward is this year's YAC president and a senior at Bath High School. Ashley Golker is a Youth Action Committee Advisor for the Capital Region Community Foundation. Thank you guys both for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
We could always use more information and we could always use more nominations. And we know that there are people and organizations out there that are doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Please help us out. Tweet a suggestion at KAR Current State or send an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.